Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Darren Cooper, who's COO at Charrot Gold Holdings. How are you today, Darren?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. You had a rather bumper announcement to start the week. Could you run us through the highlights as far as you're concerned?
Yes, certainly. From an operating point of view, as you mentioned, we had a pretty good quarter and also year. Obviously, 2020 was one which was impacted quite significantly by COVID initially. And then we had issues starting sort of late Q3 in Armenia with regards to the war with Azerbaijan, and also had some issues in country in Kyrgyzstan with some political unrest. But things ended strongly for us. It's a good 2020, and things are progressing nicely into 2021.
Does that mean that if you've done well during a pandemic, I presume that if the pandemic went away a bit, you would do better? Is that the right inference to make, or is it doesn't not work like that?
I would say that we managed the issues of the pandemic well. Armenia did not see the same problems as Europe did during the first wave. Certainly in Kapan, very limited impact. So we put in early precautions around social distancing, disinfecting, wearing masks, changing work patterns, canteen operations, all of those sorts of things to keep people very isolated. Good controls in the community as well. So I think that we saw minimal impacts is how I would describe it. So it was pretty much results as normal, even if it wasn't life as normal.
Right. And in terms of where you are in the gold space, it seems to be that you're almost, in terms of the market cap and your position in the market, you're too big to be small and too small to be big. And maybe that puts you you're not sort of on the radar of either the small cap punters or, let's say, the larger funds. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes, it's probably a fair thing to say. And that's obviously why we have the M&A and growth strategy that we do. We're always looking for those potential acquisitions within our region of interest. And not just specifically within gold also. We are open within those regions to opportunities to add value to our shareholders should they come along. So that's certainly something that we're looking at. So, as you say, we've got Kapan in operation, Torkabash and Kyzyltash, which Torkabash will be up and running very shortly as soon as we get funding available. Kyzyltash a few years out once we've done all of the MET testing and the proper engineering and BFS studies. So yes, we're kind of caught in that space where we know that we have to grow, and that's exactly what we're looking to do.
And in terms of the geopolitical space, clearly investors, again, the small cap punters, they're familiar with Australia, they're familiar with Canada. How much are you trying to spread the message that, you know, where you are at the moment, your jurisdiction is actually a decent place to be? And it's, you know, maybe, you know, you've got a sort of, I'd say a bargain, you've got bargain assets, but you've got assets which produce very well. And maybe there should be a re-rate according to the assets rather than the fact that maybe not many people have heard of the geography where they lie.
It's certainly an issue for us when we look at doing business and talk to various lenders. We know that the geopolitical risk comes up quite often in those discussions. I've worked all over the world as far as regions and government stability. Where we're operating it's not perfect, but it's certainly far from many jurisdictions, which I would say tend to get a much more favorable viewing from the investment community. Armenia, stable. Obviously, the war recently did not help the situation in country or how it's perceived from an investment risk. But if you look at the infrastructure and the skill levels of the people within the country, the technology, the infrastructure all around, it's very well supported. And same in Kyrgyzstan. It's a young democracy. It's gone through a few interesting waves. Kyrgyzstan, and I've lived here now for some time, it's an underrated potential in which to operate. It is much more stable and much more easy to do business here than certainly in some areas that I've come across.
At the moment, you know, the market cap's 170 million, share price, you know, 25, 26p. Is it the case that if it was in Australia or Canada, it would be valued, you know, that might be nearer to 50p, and it would be perceived differently by the market?
It would certainly be perceived better. It would certainly be at a higher rating. I'd have to leave it to the finance guys to come up with the exact rating that we think, but it would certainly be higher than that. the best thing we can do for our share price is get into operation and talk about it, and we'll convince a lot of people that the jurisdiction is irrelevant.
For people who are looking for value, presumably turning that on its head, it means that there is an opportunity for people who are seeking value, potentially in the sector, saying that maybe, you know, the gold, other gold assets around the world are overvalued. It'd be very difficult to say that about Chariot Gold at the moment.
Yes.
In terms of looking ahead, you know, you've got the production going, got everything sort of firing away well. What are the areas of growth, and what do you see as, you know, the outlook for the rest of 2021?
If I start with Kapan, area of growth, as we mentioned on our investment call yesterday, is around the East Flank. This is an area of good high potential. It's been explored during the Soviet times. It's known that mineralization is there, and a significant deposit does exist there. Now we just need to be able to drill it out and bring it up to a resource and a reserve and put some mine life and planning around that. So that will enable us to expand our production and also start operating at a little bit higher levels than we have been. So not at such depth as the existing mine. Now, anytime that you can start operating closer to surface, obviously your haul times become quicker, your costs become lower, and significant benefit for the organization. So that's the upside potential that we have in Kapan. With Tulkubash, we are just waiting to we'll be issuing our BFS, new ore reserves and resource statements will be coming out very shortly, just in the final process of getting them ready to issue. And you know, they will demonstrate that we have a good, robust project there, which as soon as we can get financing in place and locked in, we will be able to start moving very quickly on that project and get it turned around and into operation within a reasonable time. That's just the first part of the Kyrgyz plan. Now, we're also going to be working on doing metallurgical drilling on Kyzyltash and using best international resources to then look at that deposit, look at the material types, the metallurgy, and determine the best processing routes so we can start moving that project along into a more detailed engineering phase. So 21 will be a very busy year for us with quite a lot of activity going on across the board in Kyrgyzstan to just see what else is within that very large area that we have. We have only so far explored a very small part of it in detail. And this year we want to be able to use modern geological techniques to really prove out what the rest of that license area has for us.
One of the standout points from the update earlier this week was the funding package, which closed in February, so reducing the net debt from $64.5 million to $12 million. I mean, that seems to be a big win.
Yeah, it's a very big win for us and gives us a lot of upside potential when we're looking at the funding options for Tulkubash currently. Gives us a lot more freedom and opportunities to be able to move them when we were carrying the more significant debt load.
And in terms of the production, which was up 21% to the last quarter that you reported up, despite those conditions, is that kind of growth what we can expect going forward?
Well, there's two aspects of growth coming out of two types of numbers coming out of Kapan, and they need to be looked at as two types. There is the treatment of our own ore, the materials that we mine from underground and put through our mill, and then there is also utilizing the additional capacity that we have in the mill to treat third-party ore. So the plan ultimately is once we've got East Flank expansion in place, we will be filling that circuit with our own materials. For the time being, we're able to effectively rent out the space and the operation and the expertise that we have to one of the mines in the local area, which does not have a mill. And it's a way for them to be able to operate. So we are effectively, you know, leasing our services to them. We do not get the full value uplift of gold on that. It's effectively a tolling operation. And so we get upside potential to then just make use of the additional capacity that we have. So from our own mine, we did extremely well. We managed to deal with the situation around the war, which did cause us to slow down in Q4. And we're now ramping back up from that. But that's how I would suggest the numbers are viewed there. So we are optimizing our own circuit. We are optimizing our own mine to get through those tons. And until we can get to the East Flank expansion, increasing the revenue potential that we can earn by using that additional capacity in the mill.
Right. I mean, apart from Chariot being something of a Cinderella company in terms of market perception at the moment, which hopefully will change, Are there other drivers in terms of other acquisitions that you might do, or are you on the lookout for other sources of production?
We're in active discussions on several potential M&A deals. Obviously, I can't get into the details on those, but we're always active looking at potential opportunities within our areas of interest.
On that note, Darren Cooper, COO at Charrot Gold, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.